This message is entitled The Strength of Weakness and is given by Jack Taylor.
I owe my life to the discovery of the message that is at the heart of the Ministry of Grace Fellowship. 14 years ago, I was at the end of my life. I wanted to die. If God had answered my prayer, I would have. I prayed I could. I didn't have the nerve to take my own life, but I thought about it. And I was so delighted to discover that suicide was the devil's substitute for the message of the gospel, that you could die and live and have the best of both worlds. And I wish I had known of a ministry like this 34 years ago when I got saved. It has been supernaturally kept under wraps. And then for years I never heard it in any other language than with an English leaning. I prayed one day I would hear it in pure American. I think you know what I mean. I heard it first from brethren across the sea. And I'm glad that it jumped across the sea and came here. It's been here all along. I don't know why we haven't preached it, except the devil has supernaturally covered it up. I want to do so many things while I'm here. I better get down to business or I won't do anything. But I wanted to share with you something that I thought was rather helpful and at the same time a bit amusing. You know, good times abound with lots of bad advice. I mean, when good times abound, everybody wants to be an advisor. And this is sort of typical in a poem that has been written that goes something like this. The proper way for men to pray, said Deacon Samuel Keyes, at least the best for me, is down upon the knees. Oh, I should say the way to pray, said Reverend Dr. Wise, is standing straight with arms outstretched and wrapped in upturned eyes. Oh, no, 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 said Elder Slow, that posture is too proud. A man should pray with eyes fast closed and head serenely bowed. It seems to me his hands should be serenely clasped in front, both thumbs pointed toward the ground, said Reverend Dr. Blunt. I fell in Hitchkin's well the other day, head first, said Willie Brown. Both my feet was a-sticking up and my head was a-sticking down. I prayed a prayer right then and there. Best prayer I ever prayed. The prayingest prayer I ever said, I was standing on my head. And I would imagine that your discovery of the whole message of the cross came about when both of your feet was a-sticking up and your head was a-sticking down. I hardly know of any other posture that you can find the truths of this message. Now, I want to share with you tonight a principle that has been as rewarding in my own life along the way as any principle I've discovered. And I confess to you that I discovered it way late. Way late. Almost at the end of my ministry as a pastor. My ministry would have been much, much better had I discovered it long before I left the pastorate. So I want to talk with you tonight about the strength of weakness. The ability or the inability of folks to cope depends on an understanding and application of the principles of the Word of God. And you know full well, on whichever side of the counseling desk you've sat, that every bit of uncalled for, needless frustration has come because you've either not known a principle that ought to have been known and thus would have delivered you, Or knowing it, you forgot it. Or knowing it, you simply refused to apply it in stubbornness. And I confess to you that I've suffered, I believe, as much needlessly in this area as in any area of my life.